This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
The Knicks don't match up great with the 76ers.
They're not on that level that you can just say, oh, we don't care who we play. The Knicks should care who they play.
I'm not nervous about Philadelphia. I'm just not.
I think the Knicks officially end the process.
I don't think they're a great team. I do not believe that Embiid is remotely healthy.
There's going to be a lot of expectation. If I know what MSG can do, it's going to be pretty loud.
And let's go.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN, the big 7 o'clock hour. Phone line's all lit up. Rick has made it through the gate and is here with us, which is just wonderful news. Not only is this a pick'em series, but Raymond and RJ looked up the point spread of game one. Knicks are favored by 2.5 points. I actually don't know, like in the NFL they say it's about 3 or 2.5, what home court equates to. But I have to figure it's probably more than that. Like, so they're saying on a neutral court, Philadelphia is the better basketball team.
They think that Philadelphia is the better basketball team, yeah. Well, you heard that rejoin.
Yeah.
I mean, that was legs. I mean, there are a lot of people that feel that way. I don't think Kendrick Perkins feels that way, but he's been on the Knicks for a while now.
That's right. But it's weird that, like, all of the national media is of the mindset that this Knicks team is kind of the little engine that could, but they're not much of a threat for anything in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, which is, again, I think it's just, they're going to have to prove it.
Okay.
I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Okay.
Well, dude, look at how long it took for Jalen Brunson to actually be talked about as an MVP candidate. When the reality is, most valuable to his team, there is no question that he should be getting votes and be in that conversation.
Absolutely.
And at that top of that conversation.
Well, so what is it because the Knicks have been so bad for so long that everyone is late to the party? Like, what is the reasoning behind the Knicks not getting the credit they deserve?
I think the loss of Julius Randle is a part of it. I think that some of the guys that you're going to rely on to score in a playoff series, I mean, is it going to be consistent enough? You know Jalen's going to score, but it's the guys around him. Like, who's going to step up? Is Dante going to be what, you know, he's turned himself into in the postseason? I think people look at the series and say, even at whatever percentage Joel Embiid is at, he's still one of the best players in the NBA. He's going to be tough to score. Yeah, it's going to be tough to stop. He's going to score. And then Tyrese Maxey.
Is he going to score? I mean, he was 23 last night.
I understand that. I mean, he's still someone that you're going to have to pay close attention to and worry about.
He's the guy you're going to have to pay close attention to. But if he's a shell of himself, I think if he was 100% healthy, I think it's a different story. But you watched the game last night like I did. I mean, he was slumped over. He looked, I mean, if he doesn't get left, I can't believe they leave him wide open for threes.
I can't believe let him walk into a three like that.
I mean, daring him to shoot the three. You know he can shoot that shot.
Right.
So,
which when he's healthy, like if he was healthy, I mean, that would cause a problem.
A huge problem.
When Mitch is on the floor pulling away from the, you know, away from the paint is something he struggles with a little bit. But listen, he's still a good player. He's still a really good player.
They've
won 9 straight. They have a really good head coach. But, I mean, again, I think also, you know, people will look at, you know, had Joel Embiid not been hurt, this team is what?
Oh, probably the 2 seed.
Yeah, second or third best team in the East.
Probably 2.
So,
well, what did they finish with? They still finished with 47?
47 wins, yeah.
All right, so, you tell me if you don't have him for half a season, you don't win another 3-4 games?
Right.
Absolutely you do.
But, you know what? It's not a... And it sucks for us, but listen, maybe it won't suck.
I don't think it will.
We go and take care of our business, it won't suck. But
Are we making predictions for the postseason?
Oh, what, series-wise?
Yeah.
Like series to series?
I don't know. RJ, have you given any thought to this?
I think we're... Are you talking just the Knicks or every series?
Every series.
We've done that in the past. If you would like to, I think we might be throwing.
Well, I want to do it, but everyone else thinks it's a dumb idea. I want to convene as a show and figure out what makes sense for us.
We've done it in the past. I mean, I worry that we're throwing a little too much at Rick. I mean, he can't even sadly get the gate open to his village.
Right.
So I worry that it's one thing too many.
Because Rick is troubled. Now we have to use kid gloves around him?
I mean, listen.
Is that what you're saying?
As Rick says, know your teammates. I think he's in a tenuous spot right now.
Okay. So, all right. So, I mean, it might be entertaining for the masses, but because it could be too big of a hurdle for Rick, we'll punt on.
No, no. Why is it that Rick is troubled that his gate wouldn't open? I didn't even want to. Listen, I didn't want to buy this house.
But you bought it.
Wow.
But you did. So now you're blaming your wife.
Yeah. She wanted it.
Okay. Well, she got it.
Yeah, right. She got it. And I had to pay the price for it. And now I'm going to be mocked for the next 3 hours.
But I'm thinking if you wanted, you could have probably had the gate removed upon moving into the house, right?
No, no. It's at the end. No, I couldn't get the gate removed. It's not at the end of my driveway.
Oh, it's at the end. Like, it's going onto the road?
Yeah, it separates the village from the road.
Gotcha. So is it like gate, cul-de-sac, then into your driveway?
No, it's gate, road, into the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Which was appealing to Cass since I was playing and I would be on the road. She's like, oh, this is makes me feel more safe and secure.
Right.
Right.
Because people couldn't walk around the gate. They
well, except that guy that has a suit.
Well, he actually lives in the neighborhood.
On the road.
Right. Yeah. You need to vet your village a little better.
I think had we noticed that when we were looking, maybe that changes things.
Yeah, ask the realtor, like, who's that guy? Oh, no, he just walks.
Yeah, and occasionally he'll jump in his car for a quick 10-minute drive around the neighborhood and then pull it back in the garage. Takes the car out, drives around the block, boom, back in.
All right, so what we've determined is we're not going to do postseason predictions, right?
It's what do you want? Do you want just winners?
No, I want losers.
No, no, I'm saying, do you want winners and games, like number of games? What do you want?
Yeah, winners and games. Why not? Well, I want you to sign off on it. I don't want to, you guys pressured me. I wasn't ready to do this.
Well, I think both can be true. I mean, I was pressured.
No,
I don't want to do it. No, but I want to be a good teammate.
Forget it. If you're going to play the card, if I was pressured, I didn't want to do it, I don't want to do it then.
No, let's do it, okay? Let's
do it.
Let's dance.
What, you want to dance?
Let's dance.
All right, tomorrow morning, RJ, set me a time. What do you think?
I'm not going to be here tomorrow morning. You know that already.
Oh, that's right.
This is hit.
How about you?
I was waiting for that realization. This thing. I was like, does he know Rick's not here tomorrow?
Listen, I have heavy lifting. I have my co-host that's stuck behind a massive iron in the morning.
There we go.
And well, and now where you're driving us, you've taken us behind the proverbial verbal piece of iron.
Because right,
now
well,
we're
whatever.
Stuck.
So because I forgot that he's not going to be here tomorrow.
Here's the other tough spot. Here's the other thing is that, and, I mean, I'm not saying you were going to take either of them. I'm guessing you're not, but the full field's not set yet. I'm guessing you're not going to take the Bulls, Heat, Kings, or Pelicans.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Well, that's what I mean, though. Maybe you were. And we won't know that till tomorrow night.
How about this? How about Dan stands in as my proxy and makes the picks?
How about you give Dan the selections?
Okay. All right. I'm fine with that. I'll text Dan my selections.
Or we can do it today. Because nothing's going to change from today till tomorrow.
Yeah, that is true, actually.
Okay.
That's good thinking. Way to work around the gate, Dave.
This is what I do.
Well, I will say this, though. I mean, if for whatever reason, Jimmy Butler now has a serious knee injury and they end up winning this game and get the 8th seed, that's going to change how many games you're going in that first round.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If we find out that Jimmy Butler has a severe knee injury and is going to miss time, I'll let you change your pick.
Yeah, well, I'm not worried about Mike. What about your pick?
Well, I'll also be allowed to change my
pick.
Yeah,
right. I mean, Jimmy Butler's health is going to determine how many games you think that series is going
to
go.
Tell me when he went down yesterday, you didn't think to yourself, I did, not be honest. Oh, my God, if he's hurt, go Heat. You didn't have that thought?
No, my first thought was I felt bad, and I also recognized that Miami is a dirty team, and they probably got what they deserve.
They're a physical team.
Physical, borderline dirty. Mike, are you okay?
Am I?
Yeah, you're just coughing like that. Are you all right?
Yeah, I mean, I just coughed for a second.
Okay, I was just making sure you're all right.
Yeah, no, I'm not dying or anything.
You had an intense pickleball match last night. I just want to make sure that you're healthy.
So this is unbelievable. So show up, and it's just kind of like an open group that's been moshed together. And my first match is with... You look at me as a heavyset fellow, right?
No.
No.
No, I don't think heavy set.
Okay, like could lose a few pounds, fella?
Doughy.
Okay, I played with a heavy set fella.
And he was good, I bet.
And he sucked.
Ugh.
He stunk.
Oh, no.
And now here, as this is happening, I'm like, oh, no. And I yelled at him a few times.
Of course.
And I was like, can you move up to the net, please?
Well, was he capable?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was capable. He's like, oh, yeah. I should have moved up to the net. And then it happened.
What happened?
Well, after the third time I told him, I was like, move up to the net. And he kept not moving up to the net. Nothing.
No. I told the gate story. You tell the pickleball story. How dare you? You verbally berated him. Did you call him fatty? You did.
All right. I'm the fat second thought of the station.
Did you tell him if he lost some weight, he'd be more, you know, his ability to get to the net would be better?
Because we were in the match and it was 7-7. And then like three times in a row, I was like, you got to move. Like when you have a chance to move up to the net, you have to move up to the net.
Switch it up a bit, fatty.
And then he didn't again.
Oh, no.
And I went into a moment where I lost my, you name it, I lost it.
Okay, and what did you say to him?
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
Is this the first time you met him?
Never met him before in my life.
I wonder what this guy thinks of you.
I think we all know what he thinks of him.
And all of a sudden, at that moment, no, it's a facility where there's like 30 pickleball courts. At that moment, you could have heard a pin drop. Like did he just say that?
I don't think we speak this way at the pickleball courts.
And Rick, I felt so awful. Like why would you say something like that?
Because you were in a different headspace. That's what happens when you cheat.
Did your eyes go wide and you covered your mouth with both hands after you said it?
I could as I said it, I was like, "What am I saying?" And then I said it, and I think I looked around to like pretend someone behind me said it.
Impulse control is a problem.
Oh my!
Somebody kicked that guy out.
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
So what did he say?
He's like, sorry, I haven't played that many times.
Are you still allowed to go back to the facility?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it sounds like he took it as constructive criticism, though. Did he? Like,
I guess.
But I mean, he's sweating through. I mean, it would look like Carlos Rodon. He's sweating through his shirt. He could barely move. I mean, it's like Stanton moving around the court. It was unbelievable.
Oh my goodness. Well, so you obviously lost that game.
We lost that game. I don't think we scored another point.
Right, of course, because he shut down.
And then there was it. So we show up. So it's a group of six, right? And you rotate out two, which is fine because I could use a little break after like three or four games. So it is a little woman, and she had to be like 60. I'm like, ugh, why do I have to play with this little woman who, mind you, is wearing a scarf on the court?
Oh, so her neck is cold.
Right? She's unbelievable.
Of course she is.
Her serve was phenomenal. Unbelievable. I was like, can I play with Anna? She was incredible.
Did you say, can I play with Nana?
No, I called her Anna because that was her name.
Oh, okay.
You thought I called the first guy fat and then I called the second one a grandma?
Who knows? Who knows with you?
Can I play with Nana?
Hey, fatty, step aside. I want to play with Nana. You're an animal.
Yeah. Just to let you know, this is what you're in for.
Well, I told you the other day, I played that first game with Brian and I said... I guess
you screamed at him.
Well, I guess I told him to shut the bleep up, which I don't remember saying.
So I think we'll be good partners.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem for the people that are watching, though, I think.
I think so, too. But also, if I hit a shot and it's not a good shot, now I start cursing.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
And I can't really help it. I'm like, son of a bleep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever I say or you say during this pickleball match, I don't think it can be.
It can't be held in court.
No.
No, we can't be held.
Like, there probably should be some fine print as people walk in for the event, like, underneath. Like, just so everyone knows that anything that Rick and Dave say during this pickleball match.
Because I imagine...
Maybe this shouldn't be videotaped.
There's going to be children there, right? Like, you think that dads or moms are going to bring their young kids who want to watch the match.
Right, my kids are going to be there.
Right. Oh, great. This is just another thing.
I think it'll be all right.
I don't know. Speaking of pickleball, Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. It's a match you cannot miss. Me and Rick... against Anita and Armani Toomer. Pre-game coverage on ESPN New York starts at 9 with a live broadcast hosted by Anita as she sets the stage. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the Pickleball Showdown for the Ages. Be there May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut. All right, let's break. We'll come back. A little more pickleball, a lot more Knicks, a lot more baseball. 1-800-919-3776. DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
Choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. One child dies every 5 days from choking, but let me tell you about LifeVac, a life-saving airway clearance device which has saved over 1,950 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. For a small investment, less than $75, you can be prepared to save a life. Visit LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's LifeVac.net and enter promo code ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark S. sends an email in. Old ladies, fat people. Dave, are you training for your pickleball matchup with circus people? No. I mean, the lady was terrific.
See, that's the beauty of pickleball, though, for anyone that hasn't played. You can't judge.
Nope.
You can't judge the book by its cover. I'm telling you right now.
Right. Which is why when you're like, oh, this guy's not an athlete or this guy's overweight. So there's another guy that played who you would have looked at and be like, oh, he's not going to be good. He was sensational.
Yeah, I told you the other day when we were playing, I guess after I was nasty to Brian, because I'm in the same deal as you. Like, it's just like 8-10 people, whoever shows up, and then you play and you'll switch teams and everything else.
Yep.
She showed up and she was, I'm bad with ages. I don't want to say an age in case she's listening.
She's not listening. Just say an age.
She was not. She was older. She was older than me. She was probably
55.
Maybe mid-50s, whatever it was.
Right.
And she was freaking awesome.
Yeah,
awesome. She was not into dinking. It was bang bang, like it just.
Well, you have to be into dinking though.
Oh no, yeah, she was fine doing the dinking, but people would think, oh, I hit a good dink, and then she would just right back at your chest.
Really,
it was awesome.
It's fun to play people like that.
I actually said, I was like, how about me and you just, we'll stay partners for the rest of this thing.
How'd that work out?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, we were very productive.
Nice. I'm sure you were. 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to some of the calls. Let's go to PBM, Purple Belt Mike. Good morning, PBM. How are you?
Good morning. Shout out to the companies. I want to talk some Knicks, baby. I don't want to hear any sentence from now on that says Puff and Philly in the same sentence. Philly's going to collapse just like the Flyers against the Knicks. The Knicks are better. They're tougher. They're going to win. By game 3, they're going to quit. They're done. The Sixers are done.
D-O-N-E. Let's go, Nets!
Wow. There's some excitement there from PBM. I don't look at this as an overly tough, physical Philadelphia 76ers team.
No, I think the tougher team is probably, not probably, is Miami.
Miami was, and you saw Nick Nurse complaining last night about not getting the calls that he wanted because Miami is playing too physical and too tough.
That's who they are. That's why they're, I mean, that's kind of what separates them once they get to the postseason. It's who the Knicks are. I mean, that they're kind of, I mean, I've said this to you how many different times? Like, we're all the people, hey, we're going to get the superstars, we're going to get the superstars.
So, right.
Look at what the Heat are doing.
Well, and there's a lot of similarities, right? You look at the Heat as very well coached. And I'll be honest, I think probably better coach than the Knicks. I think Spoelstra's a better coach than Thibodeau. There's a star player. And then there's a lot of guys, you're like, wait, he's that good? How does he do that? They go after every loose ball. They make the right plays. Like, there's a lot of similarities between these two teams.
The teams are built very similar. And what do we keep talking about? With, you know, with what Tibbs has done here, bringing in Jalen Brunson, what he's been able to do here is the Knicks culture. Just like, I mean, they've embraced the Heat culture in Miami. It's not necessarily about getting, you know, as much a bunch of stars and let's just see how it works out. It's this is how we play. This is what we need. And then we get the players that fit those certain roles and they excel in those roles. Exactly, you know, what the Knicks have done. And now I think they just have to go out and prove it to everybody.
That's exactly right. That's next up. But you know what will happen. They'll go out. They'll prove it to everyone. They'll win this series in whatever, five or six games. And then it'll be like, well, I don't think they can do it again. Like at some point, you're going to be right because they're not going to win the whole thing.
Well, and hopefully that time isn't until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. So if they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, do they shut up everybody?
Yes.
Okay. Dan in Queens. Hi, Dan. You're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. I think I have the same problem as last year with the Knicks. They're going to start Hart, which is going to be three guards, which I think they're going to get out-rebounded. I mean, do you guys feel the same way?
But they don't, though. But they don't get out-rebounded.
They got it out-rebounded against Miami. That's why they lost. I know you guys think it was the lack of scoring. But you got to see. If you go back to the series, they got out-rebounded. If Hart's going to be starting, I get it. He can't play that many minutes. We got more forwards now with Achiuwa and Bogdanović. If they play more minutes during this series and any series in the Eastern Conference, I think we can get to the finals.
Hart is a tremendous rebounder.
I agree with you 100%, but they're going to be undersized. So it's going to put more pressure on the other guys, DiVincenzo, Brunson. Those guys are not going to be able to rebound. You need traditional forwards against these teams in the playoffs. That's what I'm looking for in this series, and I think if he does make the adjustment, I think they could go a long way. If he does it and he starts and he plays predominantly more minutes with three guards, I think the Knicks could lose to Philly. I think they're a better team all around. From top to bottom, they should win the series. If they play, because they have it. They have the personnel. I like them. The ball moves a lot more without Randle on the court. I know I love him. I still like Randle, but the ball's moving. The Knicks are playing great defense. Let's go, Knicks. I'm looking for forwards on the court, boys. Thank you.
All right. I don't have a problem with Josh Hart getting a lot of time.
No, I don't think the Tibbs has a problem with Josh Hart getting a lot of time. I mean, Josh Hart's going to get his rebounds.
If Josh Hart plays 40 minutes, he's going to get 12-plus rebounds in the game.
Right.
So and I'd have to go back and look at numbers specifically, but it feels like the Knicks win the rebound battle almost every night.
It's one of their strengths, especially offensive rebounding. I mean, Mitchell Robinson.
Hartenstein's a terrific rebounder.
Right. Mitch is one of the best offensive rebounders in the league.
So he wants more Bogdanović for rebounding?
Well, he just got a scope, too, of his wrist. I don't know. I know it was his left wrist, but still. Here's the other thing, though. I don't like when we start using what happened last year as why something's going to happen this year. This is a different team this year. This is a team that actually had they went through all that stuff last year. I didn't always like it when we were just like, oh, hey, no problem playing Cleveland because of what we did to them last year. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same result this year. It's not the same team.
Well, people can't think differently about them.
Like, yeah, but guys have matured. Guys have experienced what they experienced last year and had a whole offseason to try to work on the things that, you know, were a problem last season. Listen,
Knicks are a far better team. This Knicks team beats that Knicks team in six games.
This Knicks team is better.
Much better. Teddy in Babylon. Hi, Teddy. You're next up, buddy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just want to say this disrespect that the Knicks are getting, like the non-recognition from the media, is that same disrespect and non-recognition that Jalen Brunson got all year. And he put that chip on his shoulder and handled it well. I want that chip on our shoulder because I think we are the better team than Philadelphia. It's going to come down to defense. And if you, we got a good testament of what I feel like our series is going to look like against the Sixers from that game last night. Hard defense, low scoring. If you can contain Embiid, I think we have a great shot. Have a good one, guys.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I think that's the key. I even think Embiid can go off in the series, and you can still win the series if you limit Maxey. I think Maxey to me is, God forbid Batum does anything like that again, or Kelly Oubre, but I mean,
well, there'll be a game.
What?
There'll be a game or two.
Well, no, which is fine, but I mean, if Batum plays like that for the entire series, then maybe you're in trouble, but I don't anticipate that happening.
Yeah, Knicks were fifth in the NBA in rebounds a game.
And how many rebounds a game does Josh Hart has to average more rebounds per 48 minutes than Bogdanovich?
And they were one in offensive rebounds a game.
Right. I mean they do it individually. Like Hartenstein's a good rebounder. Robinson's a good rebounder.
Yeah, you have some size and pressures.
I mean, Precious, and I it'll be interesting to see how many minutes he gets. Like, is he gonna be getting 25 minutes a game?
I think it's gonna depend on what the situation calls for.
Is. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I'll tell you what I like the most, and I thought you started to really, this was really pronounced towards the end of the season, was as you saw teams, you know, ratchet it up a little bit because you're getting close to, you know, you're jockeying for position and you're trying to get straightened up before the, you know, postseason. Mm-hmm. It's usually when you'll see a glimpse of what to expect during the playoffs is how well the Knicks handled all of the things that were being thrown at Jalen Brunson.
Oh, like doubles out high, you mean?
Right. Like, I mean, using Isaiah Hartenstein's ability to pass
right
out from of, the out paint of the,
at the key.
Right. Bringing a screen up with Dante or bringing a screen up, you know, a screen up with Josh Hart and how they, you know, the Jalen making the right pass and how they broke down the defense. That was one of the things that Philadelphia struggled with last night was in the first half, was that zone defense. And they finally figured it out in the second, but it's not going to be an easy series by any means.
Nope.
But, I mean, you have a team that won 50 games. You got one of the best players, you know, playing at a level that puts him right there up as one of the best players. Some would say had the best season in the East. That's how good Jalen Brunson's been.
He was phenomenal. Knicks are a good team. I like their chances. It gets started Saturday, 6 o'clock right here on 98.7 ESPN. Mets win easily. Yankees, not so easy, but real important, I think. We'll get to the baseball, and then we have observations, and did it happen in Florida? Because it's all happening right here on 98.7 ESPN.
The NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You can bet on the Bulls or Heat to get the 8th seed in the East, maybe the Kings or Pelicans in the West, or maybe like 3-point props, over-unders, or even a first basket score. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I don't know if this is frowned upon or not, and you're more of the fashionista on the show than I am, so I'm going to ask you. Raymond, and I thought it was okay, but you might say, no, 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 you can't do that. Or maybe you disagree and you think it's fine. Wore a hoodie with a sport jacket to the Knicks or Rangers game at the Garden the other day.
Ooh. I feel like I see it a lot.
Kind of the Dan Orlovsky look.
Orlovsky does rock that quite a bit.
That's his thing.
We also have other people that just go with the hoodie and some kind of jacket.
Right.
We've seen that.
It's a popular fashion statement.
Yep. I think it's all right.
You think it's okay?
Yeah, I think it's all right. I prefer him, you know, really suited and booted. I think that's when he looks at his, best.
For a day game, like a little less stuffy, you can get away with the hoodie and the sport jacket.
I think he dressed down a little bit,
like a matinee.
I like that. And plus, he's handsome though. So I mean, are we really paying attention?
It doesn't really matter.
No, we're looking at that face. That's what we all want. It's that face that allows him the opportunity to take two smoke shows back to his.
That's right.
His apartment.
That's right. Melinda and Rachel.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Ray, how much thought do you give into your outfit for the games?
I'm not going to say that I labor over it, but I do. You know, I do not want to look like a slob in the building. That's important to me.
That's important to you.
Yeah, I'm not just going to show up. I'm not going to just put on a sweater and, you know, a basic hoodie by itself. I do want to at least have the sport coat going. That's okay, right? Not frowned upon.
No, I think it gives off the, business, but I'm also a little casual
today. I'm here to have fun.
Right. Like, I don't necessarily need a commitment. If both of you want to come back, you know, if they have blonde and a brunette, no, we'll have some fun.
All right, and I'll show you what I'm about.
It's also not happening.
I have a waiting room. I call it the half bedroom. You go.
That's right.
Relax.
That's right.
I'll get to you in a minute.
Of the crew, because it's a whole crew, a slew of people that make this broadcast happen, do you look at yourself as the best dressed of the six of you?
You're asking me?
Well, I'm not asking Rick.
No. When Rick dresses up, he's...
Well, no, see, this was bad. It was a poorly asked question, Raymond. What he means is the people that you do the broadcast with.
Which is
are
what
you the
I
best
said.
Dressed? No, it was tough. I didn't really get it early either.
Yeah, I thought you were asking about us here. No, of course not. Usually the folks that are doing play-by-play look a little better than me.
So Pat O'Keefe is dressed to the nines.
Yes.
You know what you should do? Here's what you do. Make a real statement. Saturday, wear a tuxedo.
Why would I do? Why would I do such a thing?
You know what? Now it's playoff time. Now, you know what? Hoodie gone, tuxedo in.
Yeah, but then I'm making it about me.
You look like a psychopath.
It's not about me. It's
no, right. And nothing changes for the postseason.
With the straight tie, not a bow tie. The straight tie.
I will say this. I'm probably not going to do the hoodie thing for any of the playoff games. Probably not. It's the playoffs. We got to take it serious. But
and you don't look at as the hoodie under the sport jacket as serious.
Not as serious as it can be.
It's got to be serious.
Dress shirts every time.
A tuxedo serious.
No.
That means I'm not here to get down.
You could not be less serious than wearing a tuxedo.
What do you mean?
No, ridiculous.
I want to get escorted out of this building.
Why would you get escorted out of the building?
Because he can't go from what he normally wears to all of a sudden showing up in a freaking tuxedo.
I'm not here to be part of a sideshow.
Suspenders. Not a cummerbund. Suspenders.
What is that, velvet?
We're not doing this.
I for one, think you'd look great.
It's not about how I'd look. I'm not the show. I'm there to do a job.
Do you know how many people that are listening to the broadcast solely because of your producing?
Yeah, but even if he was the show, he's not crazy. He's not going to show up in a tuxedo.
I think it'd be great.
With the shiny shoes and everything else? No, they kick him right out.
What would be their reasoning for kicking him
because
out?
Because Mr. Dolan has the facial recognition stuff. They see Raymond strolling in a tuxedo like, something's happening.
No, nothing's happening.
Yeah, he's clearly gone crazy.
Upon. You can wear a tuxedo.
He's clearly gone crazy.
I think now they look at him with high respect. Don't mess with him. You don't know what you're going to get.
I think they'd look at me with less respect, much less
nuts.
Respect.
Yeah, don't mess with him because he's crazy.
Forget it. Just wear jeans and a t-shirt.
this guy.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be whatever one you want,
whatever.
Or the other.
You know what? Do closet roulette. Go close your eyes, walk into the closet, whatever you do. Dress like the pimp at Citi Field.
No, that would be something. Especially course, with your track record now.
By the way, of course the team you root for now has a pimp as the mascot.
The team he roots for?
Yeah.
But why is it the team you root for? You root for the same team.
You don't root
team.
For the same team.
I know, but it makes more sense that you would root for a team that had a man dressed as a pimp.
Please clarify, because I'm sure some people out there think you're talking about Mr. Met.
No, not Mr. Met.
I know the guy. I know who
there's
you're talking about.
There's a random fan who goes to the games dressed as I think he's considered now the Mets pimp. That's what they call him.
The Mets pimp.
Rick, am I wrong? This is what he's considered now.
You're not wrong. It's just funny to hear you say it out loud. The Mets pimp.
You know what? He's bringing great success to this team.
They just keep winning.
All they do is win.
That's it.
You know what I like on this club?
Who do you like on this club? Let me think about it for a second.
I like that he's not one of the stars, but I like this guy.
Tyrone Taylor.
No, but you're not far off.
I'm not far off. One of the guys on this team, is it a new Met?
Now, how many new Mets are there? Like, does that make it easy for you?
I don't know if it makes it easy for me.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you that. He's not one of the guys, but I like his game. I've liked his game.
Are we talking about Harrison Bader?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
I like his game.
I know big you like his game.
Big fan of. You know what? He gives you everything he has. He's a great defensive center fielder, which matters. He runs the bases, and he's a clutch guy.
Yeah, big home run last night.
I was great. Yes, he was in the postseason a couple years ago.
He was, and people lost their minds. How could you trade Jordan Montgomery? Because the follow-up to the postseason wasn't great. That next season wasn't great, but he's off to a good start with us.
Off to a terrific start. And yesterday was one of the few times that the Mets made it nice and tidy and easy and just rolled over Pittsburgh, sweeping them.
Yeah, which was, I mean, Severino pitched well. Bullpen, I mean, you can't say enough good things about the bullpen.
Unbelievable.
Again.
Bullpen is just rolling along.
Right. Marte, we've talked about that a bunch of times. He's healthy now. He clearly was not healthy last season. Bader, Tyrone Taylor had a big game for us too. Kind of sucks that Beatty's dealing with a little bit of an injury here because he got off to such a good start. But
right. Sounds like it's not overly serious, though.
Yeah, right. So sitting here 10-8, I'm sure, and Steve Cohen kind of mentioned, I'm sure that flight to L.A. was much better that they won and won in convincing fashion, but team's playing well.
They're playing great baseball. They really are. And you know what the exciting thing is Lindor's done nothing. Nimmo's done nothing. McNeil's done very little. So you have three of the guys that you look at and you say they need to be good for us to be good, and you're still sitting here at 10-8. Rick, they were 0-5.
Oh, I know.
They were 0-5.
Yeah, 0-5, and it looked bad. It looked really bad.
And here's the question for you. Is there a starter that you don't feel comfortable with? And I mean out of the rotation. Like Severino, pretty good. Manaea? Pretty good. You may not have an ace right now with Senga not here, but, I mean, Quintana's, I think, very good. Hauser's good enough. I think every day they throw out a starter that you think to yourself is a pretty good starter.
Yeah, and I think when you couple that with how good the bullpen's been.
Bullpen's been sensational.
That's the other thing, is how good the bullpen has been. And the pitching's been, I mean, even in the spring, pitching surprised a lot of people how good it was. You know, would it hold up? And will it hold up?
And we don't have the answer to that.
Right, but you're going to get Cody Seng, you'll get Kodai back.
Right, into May.
Which will help the rotation. And then at some point, who knows when, you'll get J.D. Martinez to throw into this lineup.
Right. So, and I'll be honest, when they were 0-5, like, I thought they were on the verge of being completely done. Like, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that I was panicked. I thought that this season was going to be, they'll never see 500 again, and they're going to go through the doldrums of a rebuilding 162 games, and maybe we have to start to give Stearns a little more credit than we did and say that this guy, you know, he's good. He's solid. He knows what he's doing.
All right. I think you got to go back to what happened in Atlanta and how important that series
was. That
was
big.
I mean, the way they came back in that first game.
And they never beat Atlanta.
No. No. I think you could point to, I mean, I think there's a lot of people that point to what happened in Atlanta a couple years ago as the beginning of the end. Right? I mean, you had your pitching rotation set up exactly how you needed it. You win one game and you win the division. You don't. Lose the division, and then get handled by San Diego, And then you follow up the 101 wins with what we saw last year.
Right. And then like, you know, the Diaz injury and Marte was never healthy and all these different things. But I think you're right. I think that was like the death knell to the 2022 Mets, was that series in Atlanta.
Right. So now, to get off to the start that you did, and it looked awful. I mean, we were joking about it yesterday, Gary. I mean, between having to sit through a rain delay and then, you know, on the air talking about this is rock bottom. There's no one here. We're getting no hit. And we're 0-5. This is not a great way to start your season. And then, you know, staring a series in Atlanta, whereas you've had, I mean, at one point, it was after one of the wins. It was after their loss. So they win the first game, they come back, they're down 4-0, then we had a couple game-tying home runs. That second game, they fought back. Give them tons of credit. They fought back. You had Pete up as the go-ahead run in the ninth inning. But at that point, the Braves had won 17 of the last 22 versus the Mets. They had owned the Mets, especially in Atlanta. So to battle all the way back in that first one, battle back and give yourself a chance in the second one, and then smash them 16-4 and win that series, that's...
It said a lot.
Well, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal against a team that you never beat. I mean, you just mentioned 17 out of 22. The Braves have owned the Mets, and it's been a house of horrors down there in Atlanta. And to have won 2 out of 3. And again, look at the teams they've beaten. I mean, Cincinnati, 2 out of 3. Pittsburgh, sweep them. And you can say what you want. These right now are good baseball teams. Kansas City had won, 7 in a row? They come into the Mets. The Mets win 2 out of 3. Atlanta, 2 out of 3. So after this just unbelievable start, they're 10-3 in their last 13 games.
That's right. And you have guys up and down. No, maybe not so much up, because you mentioned a couple of guys that are struggling, but it seems like different guys have found ways to come up big in big spots. Right? Like, I mean, Bader's had it a couple times here, had the big home run last night. Tyrone Taylor had a huge game last night for them, yesterday afternoon for them.
Right.
And then between, you know, what you're getting from the starters, outside of, like, it feels like just one start for each of the guys hasn't been great, but
which is fine.
The bullpen's been lights out.
Diaz is back to being Diaz. I mean, Garrett is, I never heard of him, and he looks like he's one of the better relievers in baseball right now. Right, Ottavino's pitching well. Raley is good. Diekman is good. It's like there's a lot of choices there. And that, for all the negativity that we've heard about, how could you not sign Montgomery, and why do you not go out and sign Justin Turner? This is the crafty handiwork of David Stearns as well, the bullpen, and he's done a really nice job with that bullpen.
Right. I guess my only point about that, the Montgomery stuff, and I was thinking about this last night, is maybe there was a thought, the longer we wait to get the number down where we feel like we want to pay it, like, who knows what kind of season he gives you, right? You miss that much time as a starting pitcher. By the time you ramp up, what kind of season are we going to get from you anyway? So why would we pay the money? But I was always of the opinion, if you thought, you know, the team that you put together was good enough to compete for a wild card, and the owner would be upset if you didn't make the playoffs, why not do a couple extra things that gave yourselves a better chance to actually do that? Because it felt like there were a couple moves. The Montgomery move, I feel like, would have helped this team. Maybe not waiting as long to sign J.D. Martinez, or spending the money on a Justin Turner would have just increased your chances without affecting whatever David Stearns' plan is.
Maybe. Or maybe David Stearns behind closed doors says, I don't love Jordan Montgomery. Maybe he looks at the guys he has and say, they're the equivalent of Montgomery. Why am I going to go?
No, you can't. Because he's not. Because he's smart. There's no way you could do that. For the amount of money you would have to pay Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal with what you had signed, there's no way that you could think that. Now, Jordan Montgomery on a long-term deal, asking for what he was asking, I could 100% believe, I could 1,000% buy into that. But Jordan Montgomery on a one-year deal for, 25 million bucks?
So are you of the mindset that Stearns is going to be good yet?
I think Stearns is going to be good.
Yeah.
It's just I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around how we're back at, you know, we'll be lucky to make the wild card.
I'm not there yet.
No, I just mean in general. Like, I just think there was all this excitement that Wilpons were gone, Steve Cohen buys the team, and it's, I'm going to win a championship in 3 to 5 years, which he regrets saying. I know that. But you go from 101 wins to doubling down. We bring in Verlander, right? Everyone's excited. Season falls apart. Praise them for pivoting. But now, almost thought that they were joking when they're like, we're going to have a gap year. And everyone's like, no, come on. They just told Scherzer that, so he'd accept the deal. There's no way we're going to have a gap. No, we're having a year where there's no real expectations.
That's what they're doing. Yep, that's right.
I didn't think we'd be back to that, but
I don't know if you feel like this. There's something like the Yankees are really good, and the Yankees are going to win 90 games, and they're going to be a playoff team. There's something bizarrely satisfying. Maybe it's not even bizarre. Something really satisfying about thinking your team's going to be like meh or even lousy, and out distancing what the expectations are. Like, there's something very fun about watching that for me.
Well, I think if they play well, I think when you have, you know, lower expectations for your team, it's, I guess, more fulfilling, more satisfying, I guess.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, would I like to be a team that has the expectation to go out and compete for a World Series? Yeah. But, I mean, watching this team battle back the way that they've battled back, the resiliency, I respect and appreciate it.
I do as well. RJ. RJ.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Couple things. First, I received an email which could cause tension on the show. I don't know if you'd like me to read it or not.
I think you have to now.
And secondly, are you ready for your observations and did it happen in Florida?
I really am.
But you'd like me to start out by reading this email?
I think we have to.
Okay. Then I will. Comes from Ozzy Diaz. You guys are the absolute best. I have the perfect comp for your duo. You guys are like Cotton and Pepper from Dodgeball. On the Knicks and the Heat, Dave, these teams are very, very similar. Rick, these teams are constructed very similarly. Cotton, average Joe's win in a shocking upset. Pepper, I feel shocked. Cotton, I just can't believe this. Pepper, this is unbelievable.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
I love you guys, but Dave, you are clearly the driver and Rick is the passenger in a booster seat. Too bad we can't get Cotton and Pepper to commentate the pickleball match. Sincerely, Oz.
Ooh. Yeah, not nice.
Live from Las Vegas, it's the Las Vegas International Dodgeball Open here on ESPN 8. The Ocho, bringing you the finest in seldom seen sports from around the globe since 1999.
Yeah, I can see this happening.
If it's almost a sport, we've got it here.
You guys can do well on the Ocho.
I don't know what to say at this point.
Yeah, well, here's the thing,
though. Maybe I shouldn't have read that.
No, I think history. It started off nice.
He loves you.
Well, I don't think one time did we say that the Sixers and the Knicks were built similarly.
No, Heat and Knicks.
Oh, he said Heat?
Yeah.
I think I've been saying that for a long time, actually.
All right.
It was kind of my reason to have, you know, hope without trying to bring in that second star, mortgaging everything to bring in that second star, why there's still a chance to do things the right way. I don't remember
hearing that today, but I saw this and I thought, you know what, let me bring it to everyone's attention.
I don't know. Listen, I haven't heard many people talk about it, but it's the truth.
It is the truth.
They're very similar teams.
Yeah, they have one star and then they have some nice role pieces and they're very well coached and they get the most out of what they have.
Well, I would say Bam Adebayo is a pretty damn good player, too.
Well, you know what? I would say OG is a pretty darn good player, too.
Yeah, and Julius when he's healthy.
Right.
All-NBA.
Yeah.
Well coached, play hard,
right.
Do all the right things.
Hartenstein, DiVincenzo.
Physical.
Hero.
How about that Batum block on Hero last night? Batum was
great. I didn't like at all what Miami did down the stretch. Down by 3, 36 seconds. That's the shot. I mean, go for the quick two. Cut it to one, play defense, and try to get the ball back. Why would you just hoist up a three with Batum all over him?
Because Hero thought he could make it.
I didn't make it. It was blocked.
No, it was that block, and then Batum also had that good putback, like that kind of like circus.
Did you see the play? I've never seen this before. Maxi went up, like threw the ball up, and then deflected it in with his offhand.
I did see that play.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, I was doing some little scouting last night.
Yeah, no, I was watching that game like I was Thibodeau.
Yeah, looking for weaknesses
and
matchups.
That, yep, they get in foul trouble here.
See, yeah. I like that. I like that. You're locked in.
I am so laser focused, locked in for the Rangers and the Knicks. I can't even tell you right now.
Yeah, listen, it's really, I'm impressed, but I don't think there was any other option after what you did on the pickleball court.
I feel badly about
that. You should feel terrible about that.
Yeah, and I got a couple emails saying, like, for you to call someone fat. No. If I'm, like, 215, He was like 3:30.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no, every bit of 3:30. Like he was, it was jarring how big he was.
And he's probably really sensitive about it.
If he was that sensitive, he would do something about it, though. No,
maybe he's trying. Maybe that's why he's playing pickleball now.
Okay. Well, you know what? How many? I mean, I told him four times you got to get up to the net, and he just sits there at the baseline.
Yeah, listen, I can understand why you're frustrated. It's so just, it's probably not the nicest thing to say to somebody.
Right, but it's not like I started out by saying that. I said, hey, you got to get up to, because he said, it's like, I'm new to this, to the game. Great. I'll give you some pointers. You got to get up to the net. Then the next time, you got to get up to the net. Then again, I said, listen, dude, you got, when you hit the ball and you have a moment, you got to get up to the net. Okay, I got you. And then he did it again. So it's not like it was the first mistake that I jumped on him for. It was like 4 or 5.
Did he get better or worse once you said it? Would you say?
Better.
Okay.
Better.
All right. So maybe that's what he needed.
A little tough love?
Right. That's how he's motivated, I guess.
I mean, I'm just the man for that.
Yes, you are.
I think I am. RJ?
Yes, Dave.
Why are you laughing?
I think this man's going to pummel you one day.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. If he can catch me. Now you are... What?
That's just not nice.
Well, he was huge.
You're gonna turn his whole life around. This moment, this defining moment, he's gonna come find you in like 2 years.
Uh huh.
And
he's gonna be like
you.
185 pounds.
A picture of Dave is in his mirror right now.
You know what? If my showing him a little bit of tough love makes him stop eating the ho hos and the Twinkies like that, then that's great for me.
So you will view this in
victory
future years as the moment you helped a man. You didn't demoralize him for no reason. You helped him.
I see. No. You ever see the Junction Boys, Bear Bryant, when he coached these young kids and had them out in the heat and the dust of, like, Texas, when he was coaching Texas A&M?
You're going to compare yourself to Bear Bryant, aren't you?
And there are similarities, is all I'm saying.
What are these similarities?
I mean, he got the best out of these guys. If this guy comes back in 2 years, he's 183 pounds, I will be the Bear Bryant of the modern generation, yes.
So what you're saying is that It's NJ Diet, closely followed by Dave Rothenberg.
By fat shaming, right.
Right. Okay. So we got that straight.
We got that straight.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.